We're back, joined now by our friend Captain Rich Brandt from the Long Beach Fire Department, also president of the Long Beach Firefighters Local 372, and welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Art.
Rich has done several segments with us commemorating 9/11. Rich is a former New York City firefighter. He lost many of his brothers to the 9/11 tragedy. And tell us what happened after 9/11, Rich. What did you do with regard to what happened?
Well, I was here on my way to work when the tragedy happened. Watched it on TV. Knew that I lost a number of my friends when that building collapsed. Took me about 36 hours to track down most of them. Realized at the end that I had about a dozen friends that perished. A couple of them very close to me. Two of them in particular were my captains, my truck captain and my engine captain. One in particular, Captain Larry Stack, was my engine captain. And he was a mentor to me, like a dad to me. And a lot of the traits that I carry today were instilled by him.
Well, he lives on through you.
He does. And the real interesting part of that was when I called his house, I actually called his house to find out if his son was okay because he had just gotten on. And his son actually answered, so I talked to him, and he told me that his dad was missing. And to me, that was devastating.
And you went back 4 days later to New York.
I did. As soon as I could get out, I got on JetBlue. We went back to New York. As I left the airport in Kennedy Airport and went over the bridge into the Manhattan, all I could see was looked like two smokestacks coming out of the pile. Went down there, dug for a few days, did what I could. Then I went to visit some family and friends. Came back here. The guys here were starting to generate funds. We raised a lot of money for them. Went back as a group, all Long Beach firefighters and family. Over 50 of us went back in November and presented them with a check from the citizens and the people here in Long Beach. And then went back again in March, the following March.
St. Patrick's Day.
Which is
that must have been incredibly moving.
It was.
Because firefighters from all over the country or the world were in that parade.
Yeah, we had gone back for years just as a tribute.
Sure.
Every year go back and be with our brothers back there. This one was particularly interesting because they had, they led the parade with 343 American flags.
Yeah.
One symbolized each firefighter that passed away.
And then you also were at the one-year anniversary remembrance at Long Beach City College.
I did. I was fortunate enough to speak at that event when I came back and told my story, showed pictures of it. And to me, it helped me move on with the tragedy. I was the connection between Long Beach and New York, and that actually
sure.
helped me heal from what was going
on. Well, you know, we're both New Yorkers or former New Yorkers, and the attack on New York City originally was an attack on America, and everyone felt that they were a New Yorker then, but for those who come from New York, it had a particular impact.
It did. I mean, that's our family back there as well. But I have to tell you, the firefighters out here on the West Coast, the police officers here on the West Coast, and even the citizens in the West Coast, especially here in Long Beach, by having that connection, I guess, through me, really rallied and really understood what was going on back there.
Yeah. And I know one of our local firefighters, firefighter Gary Biggerstaff, each year has a personal remembrance on at his home with 343 crosses representing the firefighters who were lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one person doing something. And I understand it's a very, very moving ceremony.
It is. It's he started in 2002. He decided that he came to me and said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I thought it was a great idea." Puts 343 white crosses on his front lawn with their name.
Yeah.
Of the firefighter and their company that they were at, and he has a little, what looks like a firehouse in front with pictures and memories, and it's grown every year. This year we expected over 500 people.
Wow.
And last year we started a ride, a memorial ride. We started Cook's Corner and we go down PCH last year, and we end up going down 2nd Street and end up at his house on Bennett. Last year we expected 40 bikes. We had over 100.
Wow.
And it was very moving. And this year, he also added a police memorial as well for the police officers that died.
We just have a minute left, Rich, and I know that the International Association of Firefighters are drafted a resolution seeking to make 9/11 a day of remembrance.
That's correct. We don't want anybody to ever forget. And we as firefighters at our convention last month in Toronto came up with this resolution basically saying that 9/11 was a day of remembrance for all firefighters that died in the line of duty.
Sure.
And they will take that to Congress and try to get that as a national day.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing those very moving recollections. And we'll be back with the closing portion of our show. We'd like you to stand by for that. We'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah! Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
What a moving show this has been. And let me just comment that we start each show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and the military. We've been doing this for many years now. And we do that because we honor these men and women who every day are risking their lives for total strangers. And we take a minute out of our limited talk time to do that, and we're very proud to do that. On this special occasion of observing the fifth anniversary of 9/11, we'd also particularly like to, besides honoring the firefighters and the police who sacrificed on that day, and Rich talked about that earlier, and sacrifice every day, I might add, we also want to honor the men and women who are in our armed forces, who again risk their lives each day for us, and particularly tribute to the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice in the conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq. We invite you all to email us with your comments about this show or anything we're doing. Please send us art@straighttalktv.com. Also visit our website. Rich, again, thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you, Art. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You bet. And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everybody.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com.